Hello.
Hey, Lorena, it's Colby.
Who is this?
Colby, I wanted to let you know I will be there. Can't wait.
I'm sorry, where?
Your birthday party. I got the e-vite that you sent, and it had your phone number on there, and you said to call with any questions, so I just wanted to call up and ask you a few things about it.
I'm sorry. What is your name?
Colby.
Colby.
Hey, just curious, how did you find me? Did you find me on Facebook, or did one of my friends tell you that I'm pretty fun at parties? I'm assuming it's the last part, because I'm a pretty good time.
I'm not quite. I don't remember. You know, it's. I don't know who you are. I'm so sorry.
But you sent me an Evite. And it had your phone number on the Evite, so I figured I'd call you. I don't.
Well, I think maybe I sent it to the wrong email, possibly, because I don't know anybody by that name.
You're joking, right?
No. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to celebrate your birthday with you.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but I'm sure it was an accident.
But you sent me an e-vite.
Oh my God, I don't even know what to say to you. I'm sure it must have been a mistake.
You know, I haven't been to a party in about 15 years. I thought this was the first party I had been invited to in a long time.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's a long time.
I guess it's really not anybody's fault. It's just that I was locked up for so long, and I thought
You've
this might.
been what?
Well, I was in prison for a while, and I thought that this was my first chance to get out and go to a party, but I
Oh.
guess I was mistaken.
You were in prison?
Yeah. I didn't really get along with my mommy and daddy very much, and then I did some bad things, so I had to go.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sorry about that.
I get it. I get it. You probably don't want me to come into your party. You think that I'm some weirdo.
No, you're not a weirdo. I'm sure you're a nice guy. I just
You could get to know me though if you let me come to your birthday party.
Yeah, I just don't know that would be a good time to get to know
But
you.
you sent me an e-vite.
I am sure that I did that accidentally.
I'm coming over there anyway. I've got your address from the Evite. I just have to come over.
I'm just not comfortable with you coming over. Like,
First, you tell me that you didn't mean to invite me to your party, and now you're telling me I can't come over. I'm a fun person. I'm fun.
okay. I'm sure you're a really nice guy. But you know, I don't know you.
You could get to know me if you weren't such a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
you heard it.
I don't know that I deserve that.
You're just like my mom. You're just like the mom I used to have before she went away.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm coming over and we are gonna talk about this.
No, Colby, you are not coming over, okay? No. If you come over, I'm calling 911.
If you call 911, I'm gonna tickle your feet. Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yes, that is very weird.
That's because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Wendy. Your friend Wendy set you up.
Oh my God.
She told us about the party and thought it would freak you out if an ex-con was going to show up.
Oh my God. I was terrified.
So can I come? Can I come over?
You can come over. Yes, you can totally come over.
Yes.